السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد علماء کرام respected brothers and also our sisters listening in other madrasa and over receivers for some time now we haven't had any islahi poetry in our zikr majlis so tonight Listen to this poetry of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, which is actually a waaz. It is for our islah. This is a majlis of zikr. We had a bayan on Monday night when we were discussing ikhlas and other aspects. Now tonight in this majlis of zikr, although this is a poetry, but it is waaz. It is nasihat. I've mentioned many times that don't worry about the voice. Voice is not so important. Worry about the words and the composition and the message that is in the poetry. Ishq-e buta ke karb se kulfat-e do jahan mili عشقِ بتا کے کرب سے کلفتِ دو جہاں ملی ذکرِ خدا کے نور سے فرحتِ دو جہاں ملی ذکرِ خدا کے نور سے فرحت دو جہاں ملی عشق بتا کے کرب سے کلفت دو جہاں ملی ذکر خدا کے نور سے فرحت دو جہاں ملی When a person gives his heart to anything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, any illicit beloved, or the person is giving his heart not necessarily to a woman, it could be to anything that is displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, anything that he makes his mashuk or mashuka, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is displeased with it. Then ishq-e buta ke karb se, because he has made that his idol, He is virtually worshipping his khaishat. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ So he is worshipping his evil passions and desires. And he is giving this heart which was for the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is giving it to those things and those people that Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with. He is giving his heart to them. So then what is going to happen? With that karb, because he has given his heart to other than Allah, giving one's heart to one's parents, one's children, one's wife, anything that Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam themselves have recommended that we love or have encouraged that we love, then that is not other than Allah. We are talking about other than Allah. Then that restlessness, those anxieties, Those worries, that pain, that sorrow, that grief, that concern, by giving the heart to other than Allah, that restlessness that it brings, it says that you got the discomfort and the pain and problem of both the worlds. In this world also he's not going to be happy and satisfied. There's going to be restlessness in his life. And in the akhirat, of course, there is punishment. There's punishment in the qabr. But this world itself, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make it a place of restlessness. The heart will never enjoy satisfaction because the needle has moved away from the true north. When the compass needle moves away from there, then it keeps on vibrating and shaking. It wants to come again to the true north. So if the person's needle has moved away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how can it find peace? There will be restlessness. And many, many times you have heard now, that the waters of the ocean will never, never quench our thirst. waters of the ocean will never quench our thirst. If a person says, I'm very thirsty, so let me drink the whole ocean of water, it's not going to quench the thirst because it's salty water. And the more salty water that a person drinks, the more his thirst increases. So the more sins the person will commit in trying to find happiness and peace, the more his restlessness will increase. That is a foregone conclusion. That is a conclusion we have to accept and believe in. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's disobedience will bring restlessness. Sometimes a person does not seem to experience that restlessness and he believes that I'm enjoying myself. Just because his heart has become pitch black, continuous sins. So then he doesn't sometimes experience that restlessness. He seems to be enjoying himself. So that person must understand that it's like the chloroform that the anesthetist has given to you. In that state, the person doesn't feel. The surgeon is chipping and chopping and cutting and slicing and we don't know what he's doing, just like the women do in the kitchen. But at that time, this person doesn't feel any kind of pain. But let him recover and let that effect of the chloroform wear off and then see what kind of pain he feels. So for a little while in this world, the person is in that state that he has been given sedative. But very soon when the effect of it is going to wear out, when his eyes are going to shut for all times, then he will understand. So a person must not chase after that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with. They've declared it haram. There's for a great wisdom behind it. There's great wisdom behind it. No one can understand the mizaj and the temperament and the nature of man more better than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No one can understand the needs and the requirements of the person more better than Allah Ta'ala. So whatever he has declared haram, there is nothing but goodness in it. If we cannot see the goodness, then it is the weakness of our sight. So ishqe bhutan ke karb se, if the person has given his heart, he's given his love to anything that's illicit, the illicit love, then he's going to bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Now everyone is complaining of this problem, but we don't want to take the remedy because we say it's very bitter pill. It's a very bitter pill. How do we restrain ourselves? Marana, it's very difficult to control our gaze. Very difficult to make namaz 5 times a day. Very difficult to do this. Very difficult to do that. So because we have given our hearts to illicit beloveds, so that's why we're finding it difficult. Why is it that those who have given their hearts to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they look forward to more and more ibadah? Who is forcing them to get up for tahajjud? Who is telling them must make ishraq and chashd? Who is telling them must make so much of tilawat of the Quran Sharif? Is it farz wajib? Who is saying that must make zikrullah and tasbihat and give charities in abundance? All these things are encouraged, but it's not farz. Farz are just a few things. Then why is it that they're looking forward to doing more and more of ibadat and zikr and tilawat and other things? Of course, we don't say that you must do it uncontrolled, that the person gets dehydrated, that he starts reading wazifa 100,000, 10,000, 20,000 when he can't even read one tasbih properly. But what I'm saying is that those people whom Allah Ta'ala has given the capacity, why are they increasing it? Now people are going for hajj. Whole night you will find people making tawaf there, whole night. And go and see during summer months when it's 45 degrees heat, in the afternoon people are making tawaf. In the afternoon, in that kind of heat. Now which kitab it said that it was farz to make tawaf at that time? So that's out of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So to whomsoever you give your heart in love, you will want to please that beloved. Ishqe butan ke karb se kulfat do jahan mili, zikre khuda ke noor se farhat do jahan mili. And zikre khuda ke noor se farhat do jahan mili. There's noor in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wallah, there's noor in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It's a pity we do not get the taste of that because we are suffering from malaria. The person that's suffering from malaria, or the person is suffering from jaundice, or the person is suffering from other kind of sickness, then things don't taste right. The food doesn't taste right. Everything sometimes tastes bitter in certain kinds of fever. Person says bitter, bitter. So we'll say that treat your malaria. Then you will get the taste of that sweetness. But if you're going to stay in that kind of sickness, then you're not going to get the taste. In India, I remember the Hakims, sometimes when a snake bites, then everything tastes sweet. Certain snakes, when they bite, everything tastes sweet. Even the bitter things taste sweet. So the Hakim there, I know in Deoband also, he should do the same thing. That if a person has been bitten by that snake, so what they do is they give them that something that's very bitter. And they keep on giving that medication. And they keep on asking the patient, what is the taste of this bitter medicine now? So when the patient says, yes, now it's tasting bitter, no more sweet, then he says, now you are better. So I always say that when the patient says that the bitter is tasting bitter, then that patient is now better. Until then is not right. So when sins taste sweet, when sins are tasting sweet, sins supposed to be tasting bitter, but because of the bite of that snake, that person is getting the sweetness even in bitter things. So here, because of the bite of the snake of our nafs, even those things which were supposed to be tasting bitter to the mu'min and to the Muslim, it is tasting enjoyable. His rave and his discourse and his drugs and his adultery and his fornication and his watching the filth on the television screen, all things are tasting sweet, sweet, sweet. Why? Because the snake of the nafs has bitten. So now we have to take that bitter medicine again. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then give us the taste, the bitter medicine of restraining our nafs from haram. And then when the person is going to make that kind of mujahada, then after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him the taste in all his ibadat, zikr, tilawat. He's not going to enjoy all those haram. So zikre khuda ke noor se farhate do jahan mili. The noor of zikrullah, happiness of both the worlds. Allah Ta'ala gives them happiness inside the heart, happiness in the qabr, happiness in the akhirat, in whatever condition they are. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give them sukoon in their hearts. There's noor in that zikr, and the noor will bring sukoon. But of course the sharait have to be met of that zikr, that it doesn't mean the person just read tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, and after they're going to indulge in all sins and say, I'm not experiencing the noor in my heart. I'm not experiencing that sukoon in my heart. So that sukoon will come, but the person will have to shut his eyes from haram, his ears from haram, his tongue from haram, his hands and feet from haram. He will have to restrain, then he will get that sukoon in his heart. The air conditioner of sukoon is going to work in the heart with the zikrullah. But he has to shut those windows through which that hot breeze is coming. Then see what kind of sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives. And it's not a fairy tale, it's not some kind of fantasy world that we are talking about. That it's a reality, it's a reality. Allah Ta'ala must bless me with it too, and bless you with it too, and the ummah with it. Zikre khuda ke noor se farhat do jahan mili. Ey mere khaliq e jahan, tujh pe fida ho meri jaan. Ey mere khaliq e jahan, tujh pe fida ho meri jaan. لذت ذکر سے تیرے راحت دو جہاں ملی. اے میرے خالق جہاں, تجھ پہ فدا ہو میری جان. لذت ذکر سے تیرے راحت دو جہاں ملی. Hey, mere khaliq e jahan, oh my beloved Allah, oh my creator, the one who gave me life, the one who blessed me with all the bounties. Fida ho tujhpe meri jaan. May I sacrifice my life over you. He is the one who gave us life, so it should be sacrificed for his pleasure. And when the person sacrifices for his pleasure, Allah Ta'ala takes away half the life and gives him hundreds of lives. That's what Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says. He only takes half the life of the person. A little bit of sacrifice. Not even half. And then again Allah Ta'ala gives him 100 lives. He really enjoys life after that. That is where the true enjoyment comes into the heart. At present there's no true enjoyment, no real enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala will give true and real enjoyment when the person is going to sacrifice his evil desires for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that is all Allah Ta'ala is requesting. That I have given you life, I have given you sight, hearing, speech, heart, liver, lungs and wealth and property and shelter and clothes and transport and everything I have created for you, for your benefit. Now just sacrifice a little bit of your evil desires. That's all. Not even the halal desires. Evil desires. Just sacrifice a little and see Allah Ta'ala will give 100 lives inside the heart. 100 lives. Or much more than that. Lazzate zikr se tere rahate do jahan mili. That's enough for tonight. Otherwise you can carry on. You'll go on for hours. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, we'll go further. But this much too, if you only take the lesson, if you take one lesson from each majlis too, it is sufficient. They just sacrifice that little bit of evil desires and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to give hundreds of lives. We will get true happiness. The call is towards true and real enjoyment and happiness. We are not calling towards giving up everything, going away to the jungle or to the mountain top, or go away to some qabristan, dig up some grave and sleep in there. Nothing like that. Live a normal life. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. As Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he told Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi that even if I had 100,000 rupees, I would have given it to you on this share of yours, on this poetry of yours. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. So the person is going to live in the world. He is going to do everything that normal people do. He is not going to do anything abnormal. He is not going to go to any extreme. He is not going to forsake everything of this world. He is going to use everything that Allah Ta'ala has created for his benefit. But he is going to use it in the manner Allah Ta'ala has ordered. And then those same eyes and ears and wealth and property and home and children will become valuable assets for the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahanshah do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai aali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahanshah do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai aali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jalali, gaah jamali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई ओ अल्लाह इन योर क्रिएशन आई एम द मोस्ट सिनफुल वन विच सिन इज देयर या अल्लाह विच आई हैव नॉट कमिटेड फ्रॉम द टाइम आई बिकेम ऑफ एज अप टिल नाउ We should look into our hearts, we should x-ray our own hearts and see how much of darkness is in our hearts. Great walis of Allah Ta'ala are saying this, then who are we? And yet they were not committing sins. But looking at the azmat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, they used to think that we are unable to do justice to even our ibadat, zikr, tilawat. वो इबादत करते थे और रोते थे आज हम गुनाह करते हैं और हंसते हैं देश टू मेक इबादत जिक्र तिलावत एंड देन देश टू क्राई दैट या अल्लाह वी हैवंट बीन एबल टू डू जस्टिस एंड वी लाफ एंड कमिट सिंस خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ That much is enough for tonight. As I mentioned many times, there's no hard and fast rule that so much must be recited. It must be recited in a certain manner. It must be read in this style and that style. All this is just a method. It is not Quran. It is not Sunnah. We must not consider it as wajib or farz. So therefore, sometimes we have a little bit of Allah, Allah. Sometimes La ilaha illallah. Sometimes some other tasbihat. This is just a sample. After that, a person must read the tasbihat which has been prescribed for him by the mashayikh from the Quran and Sunnah. So we have people here from Steyr, Peter Maritzburg, Shepston, and even up to from Ascot. So we have to consider them. They have to go back. Now if we sit down and carry on till midnight here, what time will they reach home? So let's make dua. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث
Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zulamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most generous Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah, that we used your bounties for your disobedience. Teri hi ne'mate kha kha kar jab badan ke andar quwwat aayi to tere hi khilaf humne istemal ki. Ya Allah, when strength came into the body after eating the food provided by you, drinking the water given by you, breathing the fresh air given by you. Ya Allah, when strength came into our bodies, then we used it for haram. We used it for your displeasure. Hum kitne namak haram hai, ye teri hi ne'mat hai tere khilaf. Ha, my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us long ago. You would have sent the gale force winds against us. He was ordered the earth to open up and swallow us up. You would have sent flood waters against us. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Mere Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the faults and the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins, then where do we go, my Allah? Oh, my beloved Allah, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But my Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, then we have no other door to tap, my Allah. Even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the skies, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of entire mankind. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire mankind. Bless entire mankind with hidayat and with guidance. Ya Allah, make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannah. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the ni'mats of Jannah are unlimited. Oh, my beloved Allah, make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. But those who have become stubborn and obstinate, and they have made up their minds, they will continue, my beloved Allah. Those enemies of Islam who have made up their minds, they will continue with suppression, oppression and tyranny of all the Muslims. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Ya Allah, create division amongst their ranks. Cause their planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Mere Pyare Allah, Mere Rahim, Kareem Allah. Ah, my beloved Allah, where do we go besides you? Our life in your control, our sight in your control, our hearing and speech in your control.
Every limb of ours in your control. Our wealth in your control. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par karam farma. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, we know we have gone off track. We know we have gone far away from deen and from sharia, from the Quran and from the sunnah. We know we have displeased you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my beloved Allah, you can change the condition of our hearts. You can change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, it's not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can change it in any direction you wish. Ya Allah, you change the hearts of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'een. They came from the backgrounds of kufr and shirk and nifaq. Some were from the Yahud and some from the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became radiallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our lives and our hearts? Ya Allah, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our system. My beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? Kab tak mere Allah, teri nafarmani hum karte rahenge? How long are we going to be disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to rebel against you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, death is sure to come, whether we like it or not. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Woh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din. Ha, mere Allah, we have to come. What are we going to come with? We have no capital, my Allah. We have no capital of good deeds. We have got nothing but sins, my beloved Allah. But Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we are seeking from you. Your treasures are unlimited. You yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking from me that I may give to him? Ya Allah, we are seekers from your treasures. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. We are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Hum bimar hai. Jismani bimar hai. Ruhani bimar hai. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases, whether they are amongst us, in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Sehat-e tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra ata farma. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Our hearts are spiritually diseased too. Ya Allah, cures of all our spiritual ailments. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ha, by Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, hamare dilo ka hal badal de. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of hidayat, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikrullah, with the noor of hajj and umrah, with the noor of charities. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, hame teri marifat ke samandar ki gehrai ki machli bana de. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, make everything work in our favor in this world and in the akhirah. Ya Allah, don't test us in this world. Don't test us in the akhirah. Ya Allah, those who are sick, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial problems. Ya Allah, bless us all with hidayat and with guidance. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journey, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are planning to go for Hajj, make it extremely easy for them. Remove all the obstacles from their path. Bless them with Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time, in our wealth and in every bounty of yours. Don't snatch away the bounties because of our disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirah. We have to leave this world. We have to leave this world. There is no way we can remain here forever and ever. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film or reading some filthy magazine, or glued to some filthy internet site, or popping drugs in our mouth, or bottle of wine in our hands. My beloved Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to die in jihad, in reading the Quran Sharif, in tahajjud, in ishraq, in chasht, in khidmat of deen, or in any way that was halal and permissible. Ya Allah, they passed away in different places, different parts of the world, but no one, none from the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu majma'een passed away in any kind of sinful state. Ya Allah, today mouths are taking place, deaths are taking place in cinemas, discos, theaters, gambling dens, prostitute quarters. Ha, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will rise in the way that he died. Don't bring embarrassment and shame upon us, my Allah, in presence of the millions of other ummatis, and in the presence of my beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Jo zindagi guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. The life that's gone is gone. We cannot bring back a single second from that life. But the life that remains, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to be on sirat-e-mustaqeem, to do those things that are pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, make us model Muslims. Amen. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let that be the best day of our lives. Let that be the best day of our lives. That we look forward to your wisal and to your meeting. May Allah bless us with Jannatul Firdaus in the Akhirah. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, from the azab of Hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. You are well aware of all the desires that are in the hearts of people that have assembled here and our sisters who have assembled at the madrasa, and whosoever is listening this part of the night and have extended the begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in their hearts. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires, good wishes and good aspirations. Those students who have written examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Protect them from the fitnas at the universities and colleges and schools. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with 124,000 companions, mere pyare Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yabani chu karke jo manga tha, mataf pe chal karke jo manga tha, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga, hatib ke andar namazein padh kar jo manga, multazam se lipat karke jo manga, multazam se chibat karke jo manga, مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے رو رو کے جو بھاگا، زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو بھاگا، صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو بھاگا، مینا میں جو بھاگا، and in Arafat how much he cried for us from Zohar till Maghrib. That masoom sinless Nabi extends his Mubarak hands and cries for his ummah. The duas that he made in Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, our wives and children and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما، مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما، ہمارے مدارس مساجد خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما، تبلیغ و دعوت کی جو محنت ہو رہی ہے اس کو قبول فرما، اس کی حفاظت فرما، گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.